Hello and welcome back to RMU Chat. My name is Malik Johnson. I'm here with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And Avin Patel.
Sorry.
Neither of these two are the Spinning Jennies, but we are working it out. Hopefully, we'll get you guys more information at the end of the show. But, how are you guys doing?
I'm better than I was last week.
Same as always.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty terrible last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of you guys got sick.
Well, it is done. Yeah.
You and me Rashad, who has left us.
Yeah, Rashad was supposed to be on the show. He didn't want to be.
It's okay. We all got adventures to do.
He's a baby man.
Oh, man.
So what you got going for us this week, Malik?
So this week, lately, I've been playing... Well, as you guys know, I'm a huge Persona fan. Huge Persona fan. And... Okay, go ahead. Phone is ringing.
Again?
Phone is ringing.
Hello? Here we go with the phone again. Who's that?
Hello?
It would be Rashad.
Oh my
Rashad
god.
Rashad has joined us by phone.
All right, no, hang up. Hang up.
Hey, Rashad. All right. To tell him bye. Does the phone thing work anyway?
Yeah, it does.
I'm not sure. Nice. We never found out how to actually unmute the
phones.
Yeah,
we were supposed
phones.
To do that. We never
we didn't
did
figure that.
Figure
that out.
Great.
But yeah, on Tuesday, Persona 5 dropped. And that's been my life, pretty much. I've been living, breathing, and sleeping Persona 5. But
yeah, that is very
our,
true.
Our mystery caller is looking
Rashad
at us through
is,
the window. Rashad.
Rashad is looking at us through the window.
He's coming after me because I hang up on him.
Oh, that's fine. I told him to, so. Yeah. I told him to, so. I'm technically at fault.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I've been living, breathing, eating Persona 5 for the past couple of days.
Yeah, man, I saw your PlayStation controller in it is...
Yeah.
It has taken some abuse.
Yeah, my PlayStation controller is pretty beaten down.
It's missing most of, like, the rubber on the thumbstick.
Yep, that was actually a really huge thing. That was a problem with PlayStation controllers back at launch, and I got my PlayStation controller at launch. So
I didn't know that. Like, I've seen that on a lot of Xbox controllers, like, people just ripping them off. And like other controllers, never had that on the PS3 controllers though.
Yeah, PS3 controllers didn't have that issue.
Oh man, they were tanks.
Yeah,
I loved my PS3.
Yeah, but yeah, Persona 5 is great. So far, I say it's about as good as Persona 4. Still not as good as Persona 3 for me.
So for the uninformed, give us a rundown of what Persona actually is.
So Persona is a JRPG game developed by Atlus. Company that makes games that probably, if you don't know what Persona is, you probably don't know who Atlus is, because Persona is their most popular thing, probably, unless you're really hard into that. But you play as a high school student who, by day, is a student in a Japanese high school. You go through a whole year, and then at night you get to be a Japanese role-playing hero. You go into dungeons, you fight monsters, and you save people.
So you basically join a dungeoneering club in high school.
Kind of, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Persona 3, or 5 is the one that I'm playing now. You become a phantom thief, and you go into this parallel world where other people's twisted desires exist as the dungeons, and you go in and you try to steal their treasure. And when you steal their treasure... their desires disappear and they confess crimes, confess whatever they've been doing. So,
okay.
Yeah, there was a. I don't want to spoil the game. It's pretty great. If you're going to play it, I definitely recommend it. I have the Steelbook edition.
Oh, Steelbooks are nice. I have the one for Fallout 4.
Yeah,
I. How about the collector's
edition? They had a $200. They called it the Take Your Heart edition. Mm. Came with a bag, a plush, soundtrack.
Okay. The one thing I know about Persona is that the soundtrack is amazing.
Soji Meguro, that is the guy's name. The best producer, the best music producer in all of video game history. Just, I don't think there's anyone who has consistently just nailed what a game should sound like.
I've listened to the Persona soundtracks. And
I will put them on
outside,
right now.
Outside of the game, they sound really good.
Oh yeah, we're gonna put on some Persona
they're
soundtrack.
They're kind of like a...
I love it.
Like a jazzy hip hop fusion kind of thing, aren't they?
Well, it depends on which game. So each game has a different like musical theme.
Yeah,
so three was
more along Persona 4.
Yeah, 3 was hip hop. 4 was more pop. 5 is more jazzy.
Because I'm subscribed to somebody on YouTube that does long edit versions of them.
You like jazz?
And they're really good. I do enjoy jazz.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to put on a Persona soundtrack just because I can do that. All right.
We need more soundtracks on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We got stuff.
Oh, whoops. No, never mind. That's not... That is not Persona. That is...
That was pretty funky.
That is our commercial music.
Oh, that's where I heard it from. Yep.
All right, let's see.
I was wondering.
Avon, you've been a... You're not as much of gamers as me and Malik. You play anything interesting since we last had this discussion?
No, ever since I left home, I haven't played game as much. I used to be, a huge gamer and, nerd, pretty much. I used to play Fallout all the time.
Fallout's always good.
Yeah. I was on a first-person shooter all the time, like Battlefield, Call of Duty. I'm always on that.
This is from Five.
Ooh, I could actually dig this.
Oh, yeah. The rest of this topic, I'm just going to put Persona songs on.
All right.
Okay.
This is the Persona 5 edition, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to get it. Yeah.
I'll take that, I guess.
There's no swear words in it, so it's fine.
So you were... I've been trying to get Avon to start playing Team Fortress with me, actually.
Yeah. These
free shooters are the best shooters.
That's true.
Yeah. I haven't played shooters. Since I stopped playing Titanfall, I have not picked up a shooter.
Titanfall 1 or Titanfall 2?
2.
2, okay. I heard 2 was really good.
They're both really good. It just doesn't have enough player base.
Which is a shame.
It is. It's an underrated game. It's definitely underrated. Which is sad.
The little bit I've seen, isn't there something where you can, throw, a portable, gravity generator?
I think so. It's, the gravity stars.
Yeah. And then, that'll actually, bend sniper bullets. Yeah. I've seen people do that, and it looks crazy.
Yeah.
It looks fun, but I don't have a console, so I don't play anything.
Yeah, I dabbled in some Overwatch, actually.
Hmm. Overwatch.
Not really my jam.
You're not about arena shooters?
I am, to an extent, but Overwatch just didn't feel good to me.
Mm.
So...
Hmm. I mean, it's for it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
I need to feel loose with my shooters, you know.
I don't know.
What didn't feel loose about Overwatch to you?
The way it controlled, it just felt really stiff. No matter who you played, I think the one guy that I played that I really liked was Lucio, the guy with the music,
the moving one.
Yeah, he's got some good movement to him. I liked that. I played the girl with the rocket launchers and the jetpacks.
Pharah.
Yep, I was a fan of Pharah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Overwatch person either, again, because I don't have console and I don't... I own it for PC, but my laptop does not run it well, so I just don't play it. The little bit I have played, though, I tend to play the faster characters because that's what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying, Malik. Everything that isn't, the high-speed characters feels kind of sluggish.
Yeah. I think it's once you start playing a high-speed character... You can't play anything that's not a high-speed character.
Because for the longest time, I played Scout on Team Fortress, which is the fastest character by a long shot.
Yeah, I used to play, the old Call of Duties, and those guys are not super agile.
Yeah.
And then they started adding in all these double jumps, and I haven't...
That's why I dropped off of Call of Duty pretty much.
You can tell when Call of Duty started going downhill is an actual... They went for... It feels like an arena shooter, but it's not even a good one.
No, it's...
And it's just...
It's so they ruined it, in my opinion. But,
Yeah.
The game I got into, actually a lot. And I'm actually... It's, one of my top favorite... five favorite game. Is Rainbow Six Siege.
Ooh.
Siege.
I've been meaning to get into that, but I never did.
It's such a good game, in my opinion. It just feels so good. It's just one of those realistic, I would say the closest thing to realistic SWAT thing.
Tactical movement.
Yeah, I love the planning and everything half of the time, especially even with the squad. When you go to rank, it's so much fun in my opinion. And, yeah.
I used to get that with CSGO.
Yeah.
My competitive shooter. I don't even play Counter-Strike anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't have the drive to... be that competitive with people that I don't actually know, because all of my friends are way better at video games than I am. The one thing I have been really getting up into though is more roguelike games and stuff like that. Like,
roguelikes are amazing.
Have you played FTL yet?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't? I strongly recommend it. It's you are the pilot of a spaceship, and you have to, like, manage your crew of your ship, and you actually get to play. For once, the story is you're part of the government, and the rebels are the bad guys.
Okay.
And you have to get to, like, it's called the Federation, is what you're part of, and you get to the Federation section, and you have to fight, like, the big boss and stuff, and it's just a fun game, and it is hard.
That's the best part about roguelikes. They're really difficult.
Like, the easy setting, it took me a couple of runs through just to get to the last sector. Mm. And each one is, like, 2 hours long. To get there takes about 2 hours.
Hmm. Yeah. After I broke my PS Vita, I stopped playing roguelikes because the PS Vita was one of the best systems to play roguelikes on, just period. Because you can just slip it in your pocket. You can slip it in sleep mode. Pick it up later.
That was what the Vita was good for, pretty much, wasn't it? It was like indie games.
Indie game. It was the indie machine, in quotation marks.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
yeah. I didn't know you were a roguelike guy, Malik.
Oh, I love roguelikes.
I need to, I used to play, like, dungeon crawler ones that I need to get back into.
You ever play Rogue Legacy?
Yes, I own Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy is the game that got me into roguelikes, really. So.
There's one that I was playing. It used to be free, now it costs money. I don't know, it had Dungeon in the name somewhere. Used to play some Dwarf Fortress, was never really good at it. Because if you don't know Dwarf Fortress, it's hilarious. You can download it for free, I strongly recommend it. It's, again, ridiculously hard. Yeah. Malik, I'm assuming you've played Dwarf Fortress, or at least know of it.
No,
generally. Never. Okay, so you run a colony of dwarves.
That sounds fun.
They're really bad at staying alive. So, like, you're just trying to keep this colony of, like, drunken mining dwarves alive, and it just doesn't work.
This sounds amazing.
Oh, it's a great time once you figure out what you're doing.
Dude, it sounds like weekend at my place, pretty much. I was like, yeah, I need to keep all these people alive. God damn. All right. Yep, that's a weekend party.
Even you're too responsible.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that, but it's fun at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to go to break, and when we come, I'm actually going to go to break on the Persona music that we're on right now. Wow. Because I'm really feeling it.
Okay.
But yeah, when we come back from break, I'm going to talk more about Netflix, unless Mike Raven has something they want to talk about.
Nah. Netflix is good. That's what I do.
All right, I'm going to talk about what I've been watching on Netflix.
All right.
Tune in for 13 Reasons Why.
Didn't see the cleave past the
And welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. So guys, over the weekend, I've been watching 13 Reasons Why.
What is that show?
So 13 Reasons Why was a book that came out in like 2007.
Okay.
It was about a girl who commits suicide, and she puts her suicide notes on basically 13 different tapes. And each tape is a different person that did something to her that influenced why she killed herself.
That's depressing.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah, it's and so you get this one guy. And so what she's doing is she basically has one of her friends deliver them to each person on the tapes. So each person like hears what they did to like help her off herself. And
gotta help her hang herself off.
Eventually the main character gets these tapes. He's one of the last people to hear it, and he had a crush on her, as what happens in all like young adult novels.
Yeah.
And he listens through the tapes and he's like, oh no, what did I do? What did I do to help this? Because he had a crush on her. He's like, what did I do to like make her kill herself?
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the show is a little different than the book. They basically stretch it out for 13 episodes.
I mean,
it's 13 Reasons Why, 13 episodes. It's like how House of Cards has what, like 52 episodes?
Wow, that's... I didn't know that.
Something like that. I think they were going to stop at 52 episodes.
That's cool.
And then didn't, because fit, you know, 52 is the number of cards in a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh.
I would have loved for them to do 52 episode seasons.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. That's like what the old... What I've been watching is Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of episodes in those seasons. Yeah. A lot of episodes.
That was back when they could do it. They could do like 52 episodes.
Yeah, there's like 30 or 40 episodes in a season. It helps that they're not all related, though. Like, they're individual things. Like, how do you have that many unique ideas?
I don't know.
Like, wow, that's crazy. And if you haven't watched Twilight Zone, by golly, you're missing out.
Man, I'm missing out on a lot of things.
But yeah, 13 Reasons Why is pretty much the show I've been watching. I watched through all of it in like 2 or 3 days.
I'm going to have to go watch it then.
It's pretty... It's... So, if you imagine what, like, The Hunger Games as a 13-episode Netflix series would be, I imagine that's kind of similar to, like, the feel of it, right?
Oh.
So it feels like it's written for young people.
It feels like it's written for a younger crowd.
Yeah. But it's, like, still really good. Like, they're all in high school or whatever, and it's super cheesy.
Okay.
But, like it's obviously the awkward kid. The awkward kid is the main character, and he can't talk to girls, and he rides his bike everywhere.
With no handlebars?
No, he does have handlebars.
Aww.
This is not the Beatles.
Wait, what?
What? No. That is a Beatles song, right? Correct? No? No, I'm thinking of something else.
You think a different song.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
It's okay.
13 Reasons Why has been a fun experience. I don't really want to spoil it for the people in Romo's and Wheatley and
that's true.
McCaff.
Yeah, don't spoil it for me either.
Might
as well watch it.
Oh yeah, I probably will not watch it again, but I would love to maybe next week just talk about it for an hour.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Get like a spoiler cast, I guess.
Do
a
spoiler cast.
Can we do that?
I don't think we could do that. Like,
can we?
I mean, we probably could. We wouldn't want to do it live though.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're gonna work on planning that. Can we do spoiler cast for RMU Chat?
I guess we could. Like, that could be the big news is, Malik, you're in charge of radio now.
Yeah. Thanks for putting that out there. I don't know if I'm in charge. I wouldn't consider myself in charge, but I am.
You handle things.
Yeah, I'm.
You got director. Yeah, you got responsibility now.
Yep. So yeah, you kind of get to decide like what shows go up.
There's a committee. I don't have that much power.
Well,
you got some power. Yeah. That's all that matter.
Brandon,
no.
So power. We get to decide. You get to pretty much say like, you kind of have like who's allowed in the room at like what times and stuff. You're in charge of like that schedule.
Yeah, scheduling is part of my diction.
Part of your diction?
That's not the right word.
Yeah, but I'm about to say that's.
Well, yeah, it,
diction.
That just means what you're telling people to do. Yeah. So kind of.
Kind of, I guess.
You were
part
close.
Of my diction. I like the way that sounds, works. Though.
Could just say job.
I guess technically I'm in charge of scheduling, so
yeah,
that'd be fun.
We can throw some new. How hard would it be to put up people with like not live shows, just like pre-recording things.
No, that's, you can do that now. You
can do it.
Yeah, that's not hard at all.
We might have some stuff to add in the future then.
Yeah, we can do, we can definitely do spoiler cast. I think I like that we're planning, we're planning our show live on the air.
Yeah.
During our show.
Whoa, showception. Whoa.
Yep.
See, so, we're all really bad at finding stuff to actually talk about.
Yeah, none of us came prepared this week with any real topic.
I'm never prepared. I'm more like, hey, piggyback.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
Yeah, that's not working out. I can see that.
But yeah.
Brandon normally brings something good to talk about.
Yeah. Brandon, I don't know what happened to Brandon.
What did happen?
I assume Brandon is MIA.
He's off hiding somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Brandon.
But yeah.
I'm back.
So, back to 13 Reasons Why.
Back to Netflix.
Which is what I planned. What are you guys watching on Netflix?
SpongeBob.
Okay. That's a fair thing.
That's a fair response.
That's
SpongeBob. Any particular reason for SpongeBob, Avon?
No, I just like SpongeBob.
Loves SpongeBob.
Dude, that's my shit. That's my jam.
That's fair, man.
That's my jam. That's it.
That's my jam. That's my jam. SpongeBob is my jam.
You know what?
Avon Patel, 2017.
Yeah.
Get it on the quote board.
All right, we've got another one added.
Dude, they erased your board.
They did.
They always do.
I'm so disappointed.
They always do.
But Avon's hierarchy of professionalism. That was a good list.
That was a list. We were about to make a second one for the second semester, but she keep erasing it. I was like, no. So, like, my plan was like 4 years is just like take a picture of that board every, like, at the end of semester, pretty much, and just see. That's not working out. It only worked for one semester, and then after that, class started getting in, and it's like, okay, that's not working. But, I don't know. What can you do?
Just keep writing on the board, man. The board belongs to you. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's true. This is our board now.
I am the captain now.
No.
I almost got Avon to spit out his drink.
God damn. No. Yes.
We almost had a mess.
Yeah, we all.
Please don't. This room has a soundboard, and that's expensive.
You're right.
Yeah, it is true. That's true. Speaking of. I don't know about trying to go with that.
Actually, I've got an idea. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Avon, you are going to tell us about what you saw last night.
Oh, wait. Yep. Oh, the Simpty meeting. Yeah.
You're going to tell us tell us about the Simpty meeting.
I was going to say, what I saw
about
last
cool,
night.
And about how cool we all
are. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely talk about that.
That sounds like a fun topic.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
And when we come back on RMU Chat.
Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right, welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. This is, if you're just tuning in, I'm Malik Johnson.
I'm Mike. Hello.
I'm Avon.
All right, Avon. You went to the SMPTE meeting.
Yes, I have.
Which is what exactly?
SMPTE meeting is stand for Schultzville Motion Picture and Televised Engineers. So basically, people from like all over Pittsburgh come together and we just spread ideas to each other, see what we're doing, what we're not doing. And yesterday we did a presentation. Like, there's a five presentation for TV and live sport. One from RMU, one from Point Park, one from University of Pittsburgh, and one from Fox News that do high school kids, which is really interesting.
Okay.
RMU went there with Dylan McKenna and Dakota Lamb. They did a really good job on the presentation. Like, we talk about how live sport, how we did live sport every single time, from equipment to the process and to the rundown.
Yeah.
All in like.
Because for the people that don't know, which I'm assuming is most people, RMU does cover a lot of its live sports.
We do a live sports broadcast for NEC that are all student run.
It's normally anywhere from 3 to 5 cameras.
It's usually about 3 to 5.
Yeah, we got 3 tripod and 1 wire and 1 wireless.
Yeah, so like at basketball games, you've probably seen our people, especially Avon here. He's done shoulder cams a couple of times. Malik. Sure.
I've run a camera quite a couple.
We do truck. You will definitely see a trailer.
Like, there's a trailer at all the football games. You won't see it at the hockey games.
No, you won't see it. Yeah, it's in the back.
Out of the way.
But you definitely see us all the time. Like with the big tripod. Tripod camera. You definitely see us.
So, tell us about what exactly the presentation was.
It was just like how we all pull it off, like every single time, like from equipment to the people and how the sports work and everything. So they give us a whole rundown, and that's for RMU. Let me go to Point Park. They explain how their broadcasts work every single time. And I got to admit, their studio is really nice. Like, I think recently built it. Like, if you've ever been to Point Park, like, they have their studio, like, you know, like in go to Good Morning America, they have the windows, you can see people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have it exactly like that.
So there's actually, like, you can see
in the studio, which is,
You can see outside Pittsburgh around it.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty cool. Beautiful. Yeah. I was like, they have a really nice studio room. And the people who run it is really nice, too. Like, they're doing their best what they can, and they did a really good job on it. Who else? University of Pittsburgh, they just started their TV broadcast with Pittsburgh Live.
Pitt Tonight.
Pitt Tonight? Yeah. Pitt Tonight. My bad.
It's their Jimmy Kimmel-esque late-night show that they record in a theater, right?
Yeah, in a theater, which I'm really surprised because the way they run it, they don't have, like, a switchboard or, like, what we have in our, equipment. We have a switchboard. We have, like, a director going up. We have graphics people. Mm-hmm. We have all that in our equipment room. And the University of Pittsburgh doesn't. He said there's literally one guy to come in and they have 5 camera running. And they're all pre-recorded. And some dude sit down in the studio, and with all the clips, sync the audio up, and just cut the clips like that, which is really difficult to do.
Yeah.
The audio doesn't sync up half of it.
You have to, like, make sure. That's what we're going to have to do with what we're doing Friday, I think. Avon, are you going to be at Airband for the
fraternities? Yes.
Because it's Greek week for a few of you that might not have figured that out by now.
I'm sure you found out.
Yeah. It's kind of, I actually didn't know until like Tuesday that this was like the actual Greek week.
Oh, yeah. I find out since Sunday. So I think Sunday.
Yeah, but we're going to have to do a lot of that for.
Yeah, for Airband.
For Airband. Because normally it's what, like 1 or 2 cameras?
Yeah, I think that's what they say, but now we're running 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Since we got more people.
So we're going to have to like sync everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult job, but we could pull it off.
Oh, yeah, it'll be interesting to edit, at the very least.
Yeah, so.
There's one more. There's, like, Fox News. And this is really cool. What they do is, like, they bring kids from high school. And it's like, hey, we're going to start a TV show. Like, you guys want to start a TV show, like, based off that. And the kids, like, really into it. Like, hey, let's start it up. From basically just knowing nothing. They had to do their own research. And how they going to do it. How they going to pull it off. All that jazz. And, like, and they had a TV show. I think, like, the My Teen Reels, something like that. I forgot. It was rated, like, pretty high on Fox News at one point. I mean, Fox Channel at one point. It was really cool, like, because, like, it's all high school kids, like, yeah. But, like,
I always complain that you guys had all the cool stuff, in high school. I had a newspaper and theater, and that was it.
I mean, my high school was...
My school kind of had a newspaper.
Kind of.
And, we almost got our TV studio shut down a couple of times because... Really? Well, people took it as a blow-off class. And then, like, they would say dumb stuff on air. So we had a lot of people get kicked off for that kind of stuff.
My high school, like, since I'm not from, I was here, but I took high school in Eastern Area High School, and which is in Eastern PA. And we do have the newspaper, and we do have the TV show, but no one really touched it. I don't believe so. I may be wrong, and if people from Eastern hear this, like, please correct me somehow. Twitter, I guess. I don't know.
Tweet but, at Twitter. Z Johnson, M-A-L-Y-K, Z Johnson.
Okay. And, like, but one thing, we do theater a lot. We had really good theater, I believe. And computer science, we had, like, our building is really old, but we slowly get new techs in, which is really nice.
My school had a really popular theater department, too. Its shows were sold out. Fairly really? Often, and we have a big a fairly large auditorium. I mean, we were a school of like a couple thousand people.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yes. And there were times whenever like you got to fit almost the entire school into that auditorium, and it happened.
Yeah, so my high school theater program wasn't that great actually for 2 years, and then my old English teacher, Miss Madden Harold, she took it over, and so. And it's been pretty good so far. I think she's just done a wonderful job with it. I went back and seen a play back in the fall, Into the Dining Room. And it's a really good play.
Maya, we just did, not RMU, my old high school, just did Les Mis this year. It was a really good production.
Yeah, I didn't get to go back and see the spring musical, but they did Pippin.
Pippin.
So, yeah, which is always a popular play to do.
I feel like as I'm going on, now that I'm even out of high school, I appreciate musicals and stuff more. Like, I used to hate movies that were pretty much just music and no, like, talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I think, I agree. I mean, I appreciate theater more now that I've, like, done stuff with RMU TV and I've seen the work. And I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that for theater.
Yeah, well, because you went to...
Alderdice.
I was talking about the thing last night. What did you go to the show?
Here? I went, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
A post-electric play.
How was it?
It was a play.
It was a play?
It was a play.
It was a play?
Yeah, it was a play. That's a play. We're going to end it there.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Go see Mr. Burns. All right. Let me know what you guys think.
Call in. Absolutely. We don't know the phone number.
Great.
Shaw does. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. There it is.
Call right. Colin, let us know that holding it up for me to look at does not let other people know.
Yeah, I was going to read it. If you want to call in next Thursday, we'll do an RMU Live Mr. Burns discussion, I guess, if you guys want to go see it.
Just give us your opinions. Or tweet at us. Let's get,
or you
let's
can tweet.
Get,
tweet
let's give our handles.
Tweet at RMU Radio.
No, to tweet.
Yes,
at RMU. Yeah, let's blow up Malik's Twitter handle.
Please do not.
Here
do
we
that.
Go. We're gonna go ahead.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, we are.
Yes, we
don't
are.
Put my Twitter handle out there.
Yes, we will put your. Yeah, you already did it once. You might as well do it again. You already That's put true. It in. And I was like,
all okay. right. So go watch, including the cast of Mr. Burns. Tweet at Malik with a Y, Z capital, and Johnson with capital J. Let us know your opinion on the show and what you guys think of it and such.
Yeah, and then maybe we will read them out next Thursday when Mike and Avon go see Mr. Burns.
Oh yeah,
and
definitely.
I'm totally gonna go see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and go see it.
Yeah,
I saw the one from earlier this year, the
Elephant's Graveyard.
It was good. I liked it.
I missed that. I heard it's really good.
It was pretty good.
Like, I'm going to see Mr. Burns on Sunday at 2 p.m. So
okay, yeah. That's... So we can bring you back on and we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You want to?
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
Talk about the play.
We've now organized two other shows on the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we almost done with the semester.
Yeah, we are almost done with the semester. Like, we've got, what, like 3 weeks left?
Something like that.
3-4 weeks?
I think 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
It's like two weeks of class and then one of finals.
In the finals, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Already?
We're almost not freshmen anymore. We'll be sophomores next semester.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I feel old. No. All you kids, I get to tell all the kids to get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah. Not there yet. Not yet. Trust me, I want to be there, too. But
you're all right. Right. My knees already hurt.
I'm in double.
I already wear glasses.
Same.
Do you have to do the old man thing where it's like you bring your phone in really close and then you go out really far? Gotta adjust the glasses.
Yeah. Yes.
Watching old people try to read their phones is always fun.
Oh, it's always fun.
So I guess we're gonna go to break one more time for the last time, and when we come back, we will have more discussions for you on RMU Chat on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Keep listening.
This is my
voice.
Please.
You're listening to RMU Chat
live on RMU Radio as we're trying to go to break.
There it is. Stay tuned.
Don't leave me.
Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik. With me, we've got Mike.
Yep, I'm still here.
And Aven.
What's up, dude?
We've got Mara sitting out in the window.
Like usual.
Should I let Mara in?
We're wrapping up the show now.
Yeah,
so
we're going to wrap up the show.
We're about to wrap it up. And
we're wrapping up.
You're about to wrap it up. Don't give us that look.
She's giving me the stare. I'm going to turn away.
I can handle that.
But yeah, so we're in our last 2 weeks of our freshman year.
Indeed we are.
How was it, guys? How was college?
It was good. It was crazy.
College is great, man. Like I say, it's going to be like the golden year. I think it's going to be my golden years.
Golden year?
Golden years.
We were talking about this, and I'm really afraid that I'm going to peak in college. And you're I'm going to peak in college.
I'm peaking in college.
I mean, is there really any shame in peaking in college? Because it's like the time when you get to work and have tons of fun at the same time.
That's true. But I also have another 80 years to live. I'd like to not peak before those 80 years are up.
I don't know. I'm more looking at like 60s, 50s, 60. around.
I'm lucky if I get 10 more after this.
Yeah, same with me. It's like, I get lucky if I get 10 more out of this too.
That's not being morbid. Mara's yelling at me.
Mara really wants to be let into the show.
Oh man, I can't even let you in now. See, that's just rude.
But yeah,
that was
unkind.
Talk about what you guys did over freshman year. What did you guys do? How did you guys spend your time? Being away from home?
I did not study.
Oh, no, I...
ever.
One thing I really want to do next semester, and I don't know how I'm going to, make the time to do it, is, actually, do work.
Yeah, exactly. All you do is sleep.
Get assignments in on time. I think we discussed it before break. We were going to give advice to freshmen when they come in. I don't know why they would be listening to Army Radio, but
at this moment,
we need to start thinking for the retreat that we're gonna have to be part of.
There are high school kids around here. There's big high school tours around here, so maybe they can hear us.
Maybe if not, or just general advice that we think we've learned.
Yeah, general advice. The first semester is gonna be the hardest. It'll always be the hardest. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty easy across the board.
Yeah,
that's debatable.
No, actually, I would say my second is good.
Academic-wise.
Because I think first semester for me was the hardest, and then second semester I got it together. I'm not like a A-plus student or anything, but I'm getting to the point where I'm comfortable. Almost.
Right. We going to let Mara in?
All right, we're letting Mara in.
I felt like a jerk.
But yeah.
All right, hi, Mara.
Wow, you sound thrilled.
But yeah, I think other advice I would give would be to get involved.
Yeah, find something you want
to
do.
Find something to do. I think Morris is probably one of the worst campuses about this because there's...
Really?
There's a lot of people that live on campus.
It's so small and there's very set groups. It's very clicky. So once you find that thing to do, you're just doing that.
Right.
Which is why we are all here.
Which is why you should join RMU Century Media.
Do it. Do it
behind Hopwood Hall.
We've got pizza.
I would say join where your heart go to, man.
Yeah,
you join where you feel like to join.
There's it sounds kind of bad, but there are people that just go. It's nice now. People just kind of hang out on the lawns.
Oh yeah,
people go play baseball.
I'm so excited for
volleyball. If you're into soccer, there's always somebody playing soccer on that field.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can always just go join that.
I mean, there's always
Greek life on campus. I don't have any interest in Greek life. We have Mara here, who is a part of Greek life, and I'm sure she could talk about it.
Thanks, Aven. You're such a sweetheart.
We could have given Mara her own mic. We have an extra mic.
Kyra's effort, though.
Yeah. But that's fine.
I get all the mics.
Well, your name is Mike, so.
I am Mike.
Back it up a bit.
Yeah. I know. I have two mics. Yeah, one is not on, though.
Do I sound okay?
You're good. Yeah, keep going.
All right, there we go.
Tell us about Greek life.
Well, I'm in Sigma Kappa. I actually joined last year. I was in the informal recruitment, which just means, it's very informal. You just go and meet people. This year we had a bonfire. You know, whenever I joined, we watched a basketball game, an RMU, basketball game. So, I don't know. It was fun. Actually, this week is Greek week, so there's a lot of events going on. So, if you're in, I'm in a sorority. I don't know how a fraternity is, but obviously. Do I sound okay now?
Yeah, you're good.
Go. So, yeah, so, like, we have the mandatory chapter meetings. This semester it was on Mondays. Normally all fraternity and sororities are on Mondays. When I joined, it was actually on Sunday evenings, but then we switched it because of everyone's... What, Sunday?
Sunday evenings?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It actually wasn't bad. It wasn't bad because it didn't conflict with any of my other, like, stuff that I do.
Okay.
Because, well, what you guys were talking about before, like, getting involved, like, well, obviously I do Century, you know, so, and Greek life, so I do a lot of different things. I also work, so.
Where do you work?
Asbury Heights. It's in Mount Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
It's a nursing home.
Hmm. Very cool.
The old people like me.
That's nice.
I actually work this Sunday, and I haven't worked for, like, over a month. Wow. Just because I've been so
The old
busy.
People are going to miss you.
Yeah, well, hopefully they remember me.
Yeah, that's definitely
no.
Jeez.
No.
That's definitely an issue with the old folk nowadays.
No, but they, well, actually Sigma Kappa of philanthropy, well, one of our big, we have five, but one of our biggest one is actually Alzheimer's. So that's like where we go on the walk every October and raise money for awareness of Alzheimer's. So that's part of the reason why I actually joined the sorority, because I like that, you know, what we were working towards to help end Alzheimer's. And also I'm in psychology, so the science behind why people get Alzheimer's, stuff like that, is definitely interesting with, like, the brain and the chemistry and everything.
I think it's nice how all Greek organizations have something like that, like their thing that they do. Like, what was the one this weekend for the... Yeah, the philanthropy. Like, yeah. What was the... there was a walk this weekend on campus for
Out of the
suicide prevention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the frats ran that.
Was that a fraternity that ran that?
Yeah, I think so. Like, they...
Was
they
it DTD?
Like spawned, I think it was DTD, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But it's nice to see that it's not just, oh, let's all just hang out together. Yeah. It's like, we're going to do something together, too.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, like, I don't like the stereotype, like, oh, you pay for your friends. You certainly do make friends within the sorority, but, I mean, I came into the sorority literally not knowing one person in it. So I joined because I wanted to do more, like, volunteering. And also I wanted to meet, like, new people, because my freshman year, all of my friends that I made that lived, like, they lived in the same hall as me, they all transferred, or they were going to transfer, meaning so they weren't coming back for this year, mm-hmm. this school year. So I literally, I mean, I had, like, acquaintances, you know, stuff like that.
Like, you knew people, but
I knew people,
friends with
but,
anyone.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, close with them. So, like, that's probably the reason I wanted to join, too. And I like the philanthropy, especially Alzheimer's, there's a few more. But so, like, I like that. And I definitely think, like, you don't pay for your friends. Like, I definitely made, you know, a good, like, group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, everyone in the sorority is a sister. So, you know, like, it's not like we, like, don't, like, shun,
yeah.
you know, like, anyone. But, I mean, you do get, like, some, like, I mean, I met my best friend through Sigma Kappa.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so glad that, like, I met her, because she's a psychology major, too. And so, like, it's really nice to, like, talk to her, you know, about, like, whatever. I don't know where I was going with that. But, yeah, Chelsea, if you're listening, she's not. She's going to be in class. But I love you.
Okay.
We should play that back for her.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't think we can play.
Not live, at least. You would have
Wait,
to.
Wait, so any of you in Greek life?
No.
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 Nope. No,
are there any guys in Century that are in Greek life?
Alec.
I know Vince.
Bacall and Vince.
Vince is.
Are Greek
Vince,
life.
Yeah. Is Vince
He's
actually
in
part of Century, or is he just a...
He did radio. But I thought he wrote somewhat.
He, I think, was the assistant news editor for a semester.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, see, like, that was, like, a part of, like, kind of why I was scared to, like... Not, like, scared. But, like, I was kind of, like, worried about, like, my time management with Greek life, because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do, like, because you have to do 15 volunteer hours a semester, at least for mine. I think that's generally what it is. But I was kind of worried about that, like, how much involvement it is, because it does take up a lot of time. Not in a negative way, but you are around,
yeah.
you know, like, your sisters or brothers yeah. or whatever for a certain period of time, like, and it's a lot of time. And so, like, I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to do everything I wanted to do. Like, I actually even, like, I talked to Vince before I even joined, and, like, I was like, well, I'd rather write than join a sorority because I didn't want to not still be able to write, because writing is, like, one of my passions, and I really enjoy it. And I know once I graduate college, I probably won't write anymore.
Mm.
So I will move on from that. I mean, you never know. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what's going to happen. But in general, I probably won't. So I want to take this opportunity now that I was given to be able to be the assistant manager, now the manager, you know, and put my time and effort into that. But I still joined, and I'm still able to do everything I want to do, which is nice. You have to make time, obviously.
Which fits into what we were talking about with letting... Or finding what you want to do.
Yeah,
you got to find time for everything, too.
Do what you want to do, freshman. Yeah. There are a lot of you walking around campus on tours today throughout the week. Don't know when you'll hear this, but when you do, enjoy Robert Morris.
There is...
It's a fun school.
Yeah.
When you look, there's plenty to do.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot
to do. If you actually, like, that's what...
You have to be more active about it.
Exactly.
Just because of how the campus is set up, but it's... Like, as long as you're on campus, you'll find something to do.
Like, one of
even
my
if you're not on campus for your commuter, there's posters everywhere that
tell
you.
Well, my big, she commutes. And she's in, like, Sigma Kappa. She's in other honor societies. Like, she's really involved with what she does. Yeah. Even commuting.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to wrap up this week. RMU chat. On RMU radio, your campus, your voice. Tune in tomorrow. Mike.
Tomorrow.
I don't know if you are going to be here.
I might be.
But... As of right now, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we will be interviewing the Smitting Jennies, as we promised we would be doing today, and didn't.
Wow, you lied.
Didn't.
Scheduling conflicts.
Marvel.
But we will be back tomorrow, Friday at 2 p.m., and then you can catch us again Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30 on RMU Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hurt you.
Bye. Thank you.